now to that speech delivered last night, a State of the Nation style address by Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. There's a lot to talk about from his 10-minute address, but I want to focus on this section now.
At a certain point, we will advise the elderly and people who have a long-term illness to stay at home for several weeks. We're putting in place the systems to ensure that if you are one of them, you will have food, supplies and are checked on. We call it cocooning, and it will save many lives, particularly the lives of the most vulnerable, the most precious in our society. I know it's going to be very difficult to stay apart from our loved ones. Most grandparents just want to give their grandkids a hug and a kiss around about now. But as hard as it is, we need to keep our physical distance to stop the virus. Technology can help too. Check in with your loved ones on Skype or FaceTime and promise them that you'll see them again soon.
An important note there at the end, don't let people feel isolated at this time. Before that though, during his address last night, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar stated that older people and people with long-term illnesses would be in effect cocooned in their homes for a period of time. Not necessarily just in your home, but certainly isolating to be exact. More details on that will come in due course, I'm sure, when the measures are enacted. Kay Murphy is on the line. She's in Shannon. She's President of Active Retirement Ireland. Kay, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin.
And thanks very much for joining us. We've a lot to talk about, but I wanted to just begin by discussing that. It is a very difficult situation to imagine for many people who are listening to this, but it is one that will become a reality very soon. Just your own reaction. There may not be any other choice, I suppose.
Well, first of all, let me say that I really admired Leo Varadkar for one of the few times in my life last night after his speech. I thought it was excellent.
Why? What about it makes you say that now?
I just thought he said it as it's happening. He gave the correct advice. He told us what's going to happen in as much as he can. And he gave all the advice, particularly for older people. That would be my main concern, how important it is to follow the rules and the advice given by the HSE. That is uttermost, really, up there. It has to be out there.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's just interesting that you say that, because it's something we'll talk about more later in the programme, but just I'm interested to hear that. In terms of that prospect, though, of cocooning, I mean, again, it's in the interests of people's health, and I have no doubt but that the majority of people will understand that if and when it happens, but it is a very difficult prospect to contend with.
Well, it has happened already now, Gavin, to be quite frank with you. I'm cocooned here since last Friday, and I'm coping with it. I have issues that I don't have the virus, naturally, but I really couldn't contact it either.
You're minding yourself.
I have health issues. But in saying all that, the worst part for me is not being able to see my grandchildren.
Yeah.
And the isolation in Active Retirement Ireland, we have 565 groups throughout the country, 25,000 members, and we have written to each of those groups to stress how important it is to abide by the advice being given by the HSE. Because if we don't all abide by that, we're not going to contain it. And as Leo Varadkar said, we can't stop it, but hopefully we'll all contain it by doing and taking the advice given.
So in effect, group activity shut down and people should... Obviously, that's the case.
And that's everything at the end of last week.
Absolutely.
Every meeting, every facility, everything, except for our headline.
Is the other advice that you've issued then in relation to kind of personal measures such as that which you've outlined yourself?
Really, we had meetings with the HSE for older people in relation to, you know, giving advice to older people. We didn't want to frighten anybody. But, you know, I mean, we all wash our hands now, Gavin, you know, but I mean, this is excessive washing of your hands, which is the thing to do before you go out, when you come back, before you go. We always washed our hands before and after our meals. You get a clip in the ear long ago when I was a child if you didn't. And I mean, I reared mine that way. But I mean, this is a different type of hand washing.
And we're getting used to that, I feel.
And to distance yourself from people, you know, go for a walk, certainly go out. You have to get the fresh air and the exercise, but, you know, keep going. Don't stop and chat to whoever you feel like you meet on the road. Just keep going, distance yourself from other people and avoid contacting the virus.
Absolutely. How are you finding the isolation side of it?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I love St. Patrick's Day, and I was dreading yesterday. But I'm very positive. Excuse me. I'm very positive, and I got a phone call yesterday afternoon to look out the window, and there was my son and his wife and their two little boys. And they were all painted green, white and gold, and they sang songs out the window. Out the window. Which they made my day, really.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. It was sad, which was wonderful. It was so good to see them, really, you know, because all grandparents really have a huge association with their grandchildren nowadays. As indeed, you know, we all do, like, but I mean, I miss that most.
Yeah.
And I can cope with being at home alone. I think there's going to be presses cleaned and floors washed and windows cleaned. I haven't been cleaned in a long time. But, you know, it's mind over matter. You have to keep yourself occupied. It's a huge concern for us in Active Retirement Ireland, the lack of exercise. How would people cope mentally with being confined to their homes when push does come to shove? And I mean, that is very important for us. But I really want everybody to realise that we're at the end of the phone. And if you ever feel like you need a chat or you need a human voice, another human voice to talk to, whether you're given out or whether you want to laugh, we're always here. We're always here for a call.
Yeah. And I think there's two things that come out to jump to my mind from what you've just said. And one of them is that there are people and supports that are available over the phone and people that you can speak with. And that can be your friends and your family. It can be yourselves in Active Retirement. If you've got, it can be, there's a senior line, Alone have got services, there's the Samaritans, there's a plethora of different options.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that jumps out to me from what you have said is to encourage everybody else to make those calls, not just to reach out for support, but to offer it to the older people in your life who may feel like they can't go outside, who may now be facing into a period of time without being able to hug their grandkids, etc.
Yes, that is very important. And I would also like to say, really, that I'm living in Shannon, and I really feel that there is a huge community spirit in Shannon. We have an amount of community groups, from our own Active Retirement to the seniors, to Vincent de Paul, Tidy Towns, the Parish Office Sport, and if I leave anyone out, forgive me, but I mean, we have so many, but they have all come together. We have what we call a community assist group now.
Yes.
That if you need anything, they're up on Facebook, they're advertised everywhere, just call them, whether it's a prescription or a bottle of milk, they'll bring it to you. We have our own parish office with their, they have a contact number as well, and no matter what you want, in fairness, you know, whatever you want, call up and it'll be looked after for you, as well indeed as our Gardaí Síochána. I got a phone call from the local sergeant, and he gave me his personal mobile number to give out to anybody that needs it. Mm. Whatever is needed, whether she's a run to the doctor or a run to the hospital or a run to the shops or whatever, they're there to do it, as indeed they are in every other Garda throughout the country.
Yeah. And they've got these new vehicles in for that service.
And they have.
For these community services.
In Shannon as well, we have a Meals and Wheels service, which is wonderful. Now, we've had Meals and Wheels service in Shannon for years, but I think it's more relevant now, really, that people would realise it, and that if you can't get out, at least you can have your Meals and Wheels delivered to you.
Yeah. It's not going to be easy. I'm not going to pretend otherwise, but if you lay it out like that, and if you try and focus on the silver lining as opposed to the deep, dark cloud, then maybe you can see the little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, do you know?
Well, you see, the thing about it is really, I suppose to a certain extent, it's quite frightening if you look down the tunnel, but you know, realise that there is light at the end of the tunnel, and this period really will only work, and as the Taoiseach said, we'll only confine it if we just do as we are told. And that applies to everybody, from the cradle to the grave. We all have to do what we are told now. We all have to stay apart from each other, which for the Irish is shocking, like, you know what I mean? And the first thing you do when you meet somebody, you put out the hand or you give them an old kiss on the cheek.
I know, yeah.
But I mean,
yeah,
that's gone. We'll have to live without that now. But, you know, we live without it too. But the people that are at home alone are my huge concern, really, because older people, you need to get up, get dressed and get moving. But I mean, if you don't go out, if you have no one to call, you could stay in bed all day and not bother getting up.
Yeah.
So we need to get people motivated. True, we have to put something in place to get people to exercise, and, you know, we have to, as I said, the only thing we can do to isolate, you know, to combat some of the isolation really is the phone.
Yeah.
Just make the phone call.
Hopefully there's people, I know there's undoubtedly people here saying I have nobody to call, but there are support groups who are there for that purpose and they will assist you, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. There's a list of numbers that I could give you off the air naturally, but I mean, they're there. All the numbers are there and we're all there. And anyone up to the end of last week, I've been telling, you know, all our own group will say that I would have missed, you know, that keep, you know, give out the phone numbers and keep in touch by phone. It's the best way, really.
What we'll do is we'll take those numbers off you and I'll read them out in the next hour of the programme. Can I just finally, Kate, and because I know it's a point that you wanted to make, and it is one we've made on these airwaves before, but you are concerned about these, I'm just, you know, to use Donald Trump's term, this fake news that's going about the place.
Oh, shocking, yeah, shocking. It's shocking, really, and, you know, when you start to rumour, it has a ripple effect, and at the end of the day, it's a complete waterfall. It's shocking. Really and truly, the only advice to take would be directly from the HSE, and in Ashley Retirement Ireland, we've sent out a letter to all, as I said, to all of the IRs, and it has the bullet points down along, the phone numbers, the contact details, all that is in it.
Yeah.
Just to do what you're told, whether... You see, in France, they're after bringing out this system whereby if the children don't do what they're told, the parents are fined. You know, we'll get to that stage here, really. Mm. And I feel sorrier for the children, really, because older people, you know, we patter around at home with bits and pieces to do. But really, Gavin, a child cannot go outside and mix with other children. It has to be daunting for them, really.
And we're actually going to be talking about that next.
So
we'll have some tips for parents and we'll discuss that as well. Kay, please mind yourself.
And hopefully so everybody else does the same. Call, and the very best to all of older people out there, and don't ever forget we're all at the end of the
absolutely
phone.
And what I'm going to do, Robin's going to talk to you in a minute and get those numbers off you and I'll read them out in the next hour of the programme. Kay Murphy and Shannon, thanks very much. Hold on the line, thank you, cheers, take care. Kay Murphy there in Shannon.